A top U.S. defense intelligence official says his agency never had doubts that Iraq had a weapons of mass destruction program. Despite news media reports to the contrary, the official met with members of Congress Friday as some lawmakers questioned whether the Bush administration manipulated U.S. intelligence to justify the war against Iraq. A key defense intelligence official sought to clarify news accounts that the Pentagon's intelligence agency last September reported it had no reliable information that Iraq had a chemical weapons program. Such a program was a key reason cited by the Bush administration for going to war against Baghdad. Defense Intelligence Agency Director Vice Admiral Lowell Jacoby said the sentence was taken out of context.
It was a sentence lifted out of the text in a single sentence was not intended to capture an overstatement of the program or summarize the program. So what we're saying is that as of 2002 in September, we could not reliably pin down for somebody who was doing contingency planning specific facilities, locations, or production that was underway at a specific location at that point in time.
But Admiral Jacoby said his agency had no doubt about the existence of a weapons of mass destruction program in Iraq. Defense officials say the Pentagon intelligence report is just one of many sources of information on Iraq. Admiral Jacoby and Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence Stephen Cambone met with members of the Senate Armed Services Committee to discuss the search for Iraqi chemical and biological weapons. U.S. officials have yet to find any such weapons, and that has raised questions among some lawmakers about the justification for war. Senator Robert Byrd is a West Virginia Democrat.
Iraq's weapons of mass destruction remain a mystery, an enigma, a conundrum. What are they? Where are they? How dangerous are they? Or were they a manufactured excuse by an administration eager to seize a country?
U.S. officials express confidence that evidence of a weapons of mass destruction program will be uncovered in due course. Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Senator John Warner, a Virginia Republican, agrees, but says there will be congressional hearings into the matter.
It's going to take time, it's going to take patience, and I assure them, on the Senate side, we are very carefully going through a review of the process and asking the questions.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the Pentagon will cooperate with the congressional probes. WTVA News, Capitol Hill.